The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 156. Interview with Mooney the Magnificent.
Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Wouldn't it be amazing to walk among the rolling green hills of Ireland? Picture the texture of standing stones, the sounds of Irish fiddle, and the wet taste of Guinness on your lips, and you're just now beginning to understand how cool it will be next June when you join me on another Celtic Invasion of Ireland. The trip is scheduled for June 13th through 20th, 2011, and if you don't want to leave the country, you can enjoy similar exciting experiences in New Orleans or on the west coast of the United States. Find out all the details at CelticInvasion.com.
Ooh.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival podcast. My name is Matt Letter, and I am here to bring you some excellent music today. We have lots of exciting news happening that we'll discuss later on in the show, but we will get to all of that later on in our news segment. We also have an interview with Philip Johnson, who plays Mooney the Magnificent, which I hope you will all enjoy. So let's start off with some more music. The first song we heard today was Ave Maria by Malarkey and Poppycock from A Drink to All. Up next, we're going to play Hills of Connemara by Black Jackson Blarney from Bite Size.
Oh, let me see. Oh, let me be in the land I love, the place I'm free. It's in the hills, oh, in the hills. It's in the hills of Connemara.
Pots and the old tin cans, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep your smoke from rising, Blarney. Keep your eyes well peeled today, the excise men, they're on their way. They're searching for the mountain tech in the kills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin cans, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep your smoke from rising, Blarney. Swinging to the left and swinging to the right, the excise men will dance all night. Drinking up the tay till the broad daylight in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin cans, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep your smoke from rising, Blarney. A gallon for the butcher and a quart for John and a bottle for my dear old blessed mom. Help the poor old deer along in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin cans, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep your smoke from rising, Blarney. But stand your ground and don't you fall, the excise men are at the wall. Glory be to Paddy, but they're drinking it all in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin cans, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep your smoke from rising, Blarney. Gather up the pots and the old tin cans, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep your smoke from rising, Blarney.
Ups and downs, that really is now quite profound. I'd like to push the capstan round, but it's pump me poison till we drown. Pump me boys, pump it dry, down the hair, up to the skies. Bend your backs and break your bones, we're just 1,000 miles from home. The ocean we all do adore, so come on lads, let's pump some more. Don't worry if you're sick and sore, I'm sure we pumped this bit before. Pump me boys, pump it right down the hair, up to the sky. Bend your backs and break your bones, we're just 1,000 miles from home. The captain's daughter, I suppose, could be called an English rose. What would you think if I proposed the fox? She gave to me a dose of homie boys, he's pumping her eye down the hell out to the sky. Bend your backs and break your bones. We're just 1,000 miles from home. This bruise, well, she did prick me sore. I'd never felt so bad before. Thanks to the girl I do adore, I thought I'd never pump no more. A bummy boy, he's pumping her eye down the hell up to the sky. Bend your backs and break your bones. We're just 1,000 miles from home. Went to the doctor right away to find out what he had to say. That's £2.10, get on your way. I'm sure the girl is in his pay. A bummy boy, he's moving right down the hell up to the sky. Bend your backs and break your bones. We're just 1,000 miles from home. Bad and thinking about the day ahead. I wish that I could wake up dead, but pumping's all I get instead. A pummy boy, he's pumping right down the hell up to the sky. Bend your backs and break your bones. We're just 1,000 miles from home. That I could die, the man who built this tub to find. I'd drag him back from where he fries to pump until the bag is dry. A pummy boy, he's pumping right down the hell or up to the sky. Bend your backs and break your bones. We're just 1,000 miles from home. If Noah used him for his ark, oh, wouldn't that have been hard? From rising sun till getting dark, the animals all hard at work singing. Bummy boy, he's bumping right down the hell up to the sky. Bend your backs and break your bones. We're just 1,000 miles from home. There's so much water down below, just how it got there I don't know. The old man says, let's roll and go, but I think we're bound for Davy Jones. A bummy boy, he's bumping right down the hell up to the sky. Bend your backs and break your bones. We're just 1,000 miles from home. A bummy boy's pumping dry down the hell up to the sky. Bend your backs and break your bones. We're just 1,000 miles from home.
Do it. mother's darling, oh.
By that time, we'll be done.
That was pretty bizarre. I was pushing it.
Days of old, in a kingdom old, there lived a fearsome dragon. And the king, he was in great distress, and the people's spirits flagging. Until one day there came a knight, he was handsome, bold, and charming. And he slew that dragon with his sword, and a smile that was so disarming. And a smile that was so disarming. With a hey and a ho, and a hey, nonny, no, and a smile that was so disarming. The king said, I would know your name, but the knight said, do not bother. For the name of a knight in the realm, said he, is the same as any other. Tonight, said the king, in my daughter's bed, you shall take your leisure, and she'll reward you for your deed with a night of exhausting pleasure, with a night of exhausting pleasure, with a hey and a ho and a hey nonny no, and a night of exhausting pleasure. One daughter, she had raven hair, a maiden young and chaste, and she slept all night in the pale moonlight, naked to the waist. The other daughter, she was fair, the fairest in the town, and she slept all night in the pale moonlight, naked from her small waist down, naked from her small waist down. With a hey and a ho and a hey nonny no, naked from her small waist down. Well, the night he spent many an hour behind that castle wall, but the ending to my story, dear, isn't what it seems at all. For neither bed of neither maid was repaid for his glory, but he slept all night with the king instead. For this is a fairy story, for this is a fairy story, with a hey and a ho and a hey nonny no, for this is a fairy story, yeah!
And that was Fairy Story by Iris and Rose from The Bust of Iris and Rose. Before that, On We Go from The Beaches of St. Valerie by Three Pints Gone. And before that one, Pump Shanty by The Shantymen from Pirate's Life. Up next is my interview with Mooney the Magnificent.
Hey, this is Matt with the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and I am here with Philip Johnson. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Matt. Thanks a lot.
And as you know, as all of you should know, Philip Johnson plays Mr. Mooney the Magnificent, and it is a fantastic show, and if you haven't seen it, you should buy his DVD.
I couldn't agree more. And if you haven't seen it, it's probably just because I'm in a different place, but maybe someday, I hope.
So I wanted to ask you, since you have been performing so well for so long, you know, get some secrets out of you. One thing I notice is you have an excellent command of anybody that you bring up on stage and all the audience. And we were talking earlier, someone had asked you about, you know, how can you get that mental repertoire, and you don't even say a word. How do you do something like that? How do you command the stage?
Well, I have a very clear idea of where I want to go. But at the same time, I'm listening to them and watching them for the cues about, the cues that I'm talking about are like physical cues, the way they're standing, the way the look in their eye, how they were watching my show. And you use whatever data you have available to make the best educated guess, to pick the right person to begin with. And then they need to be, in order for the show to really take off, they need to be able to take cues from me. And I have a very clear idea of what is the right thing to do and what is something that is the wrong thing to do. And the wrong thing to do is for them to do exactly what they want to do regardless of what I am asking them to do. If they are doing something that makes sense based upon what I've asked them to do and it's not exactly what I was expecting, so much the better. Well, then my gosh, take over, be funny, you know. But if they are going in a completely different direction, 180 degrees, they were trying it just to be obtuse, well then I know from experience that show, that guy is gonna go downhill. So I just put them back and get somebody else.
You just say thanks for trying.
I don't say anything. I just take them by the hand, and I lead them back to their seat, and I get somebody else, and the audience thinks that's funny.
So simple as that.
You can't lose. I mean, as long as you trust your material, and, you know, you don't act like a jerk, you know, and then the audience will go with you.
For people who are trying to build that clear idea in their head, do you have any suggestions for starting out? And
my first advice that I always give people is do something that you like to do. Because you're going to need to do it over and over and over again. And so what you need to do is write 10 ideas down. 10 ideas that have a structure, a beginning, a middle, and an end, where you would like to go with it. Take those 10 ideas when you go out there and try all 10. Chances are only one of them is going to work. And then keep that one and then write 10 more ideas down. And then after a period of time, those ideas that work are going to start adding up, and then you're going to be able to put those ideas together in a way that makes sense from one moment to the next, to the next, to the next, and you structure your experience with your audience or your one-on-one experience, if you're doing it in the street, you structure that in a way that you are subtly directing them in the way that, because people have a predisposed way that they want to behave or that they are probably going to move, because we all live in the same culture. We're all Americans. And so we all have a somewhat of a similar background. So if we were all in Russia, it would be a whole different ballgame for me. But since I kind of have an idea where what they're kind of going to do already, well, you take advantage of that.
But that's interesting. It's a very organic way of building something up.
It is totally organic. My show is built on 4,500 repetitions. 4,000, probably more than that. I've kissed 4,500 women. I have ridden on the shoulders of thousands of dudes. That I get on, because I use a guy to get up on the rope and I sit on his shoulders. I mean, you don't know how it's all going to go every time. You just have to be ready to interact. You have to play off of what they're giving you, because they don't give you exactly the same, but they kind of go in the similar direction. People have a way of behaving, and so you definitely have an idea going in where you think it's going to go.
But it all starts from that small step, that first person.
That first person, that first step when you first start to do it. And speaking of that first person, that's how I met my wife. I pulled her up to do the flower bit, flower routine. And she wasn't the very first person, but she was within probably the first 30. And since then, I've kissed thousands and thousands and thousands of women since then. I met my wife really early on, and we're still together. And
that's
fantastic. It is. It is great. And on a funny side note, this doesn't really have anything to do with the Renaissance fair, but a gal was in my show. I pulled her up to do the flower bit. I kissed her. Afterwards, she says, "Hey, have you ever seen Blue Man Group?" And I said, "No, I haven't." She said, "Well, I work for Blue Man Group. You want to come get tickets? You want to have tickets and come see the show?" I said, "Sure. Can I bring my family?" She said, "Sure." So we go there. They ask me if I want to be one of the contestants, or one of the people they bring up on stage. And I don't know if you've seen Blue Man. Anyone seen the Blue Man Group knows that they do that bit where they bring a lady up on stage, and then they have a dinner party. The two dudes, the two blue men, one on each side, and they do crazy stuff. Last 20 minutes, absolutely hilarious material. But that lady told me that every single one of the original three blue men are all married to women that they pulled up for that bit. Uh-huh. And that's how I met my wife.
No way.
I know. It's crazy. So, like, there's this moment of, like, serendipity. Like, you were just there and you met. And it's like, hey, you were really great. And so, because that's what you do as performers. That's what makes a great performer. Somebody that opens up their heart and their soul to be vulnerable, to say, you know what, it's okay if you hurt me. Go ahead, hurt me. That's okay. And when you do that, nobody really will, or very few people will hurt you, because you say, hurt me. Nobody wants to hurt a person that says, it's okay if you hurt me. I'm not literally saying that, but by being vulnerable, that's what being vulnerable means. Is if I'm vulnerable, I can be hurt, right?
Yeah.
And then when you pull somebody up, they're vulnerable too. So when two people are vulnerable together, well, then sparks can fly. I think that maybe that's kind of how it is. But
that must be it.
Yeah, I guess, you know.
And speaking of being vulnerable, you do what, 6 to 8 shows a day?
Actually, here I'm doing 4, but
you're doing 4.
At the Bristol Fair that I just finished 9 weeks at, I did 6 a day.
6 a day.
Yeah, so that's a lot.
And how do you keep up the energy for something like that?
You know, I think what it is it's... It's
caffeine.
Well, that helps. And I am drinking an energy drink right now. I think what it is it's a well-worn path. My muscles are trained to do this. Now, if I had to go do something else, I wouldn't know how to conserve energy in the moments where I needed to conserve energy. I can do what I do and look like I'm exerting a lot of energy. And I am exerting a lot of energy. You've seen the show, and it's very physical. Yeah. Since I don't talk, you have to move. But anything you've done a lot over time, you learn to be efficient. And I've done it so many times, I think, you know, I could do it. Like, I did a three-day weekend at Bristol. 6 shows a day, 3 days in a row. And I could have gone another day with my body, but my throat, I couldn't do it with my voice. My voice was cached.
Which is interesting, because you don't talk during
the show. I don't, but I do make sounds like, I make sounds. So I don't use words, but I'm definitely not quiet. Anybody that's seen my show knows that I'm not quiet.
Oh, definitely.
No, not quiet.
All right, anything in particular that you want me to ask you about?
Oh, you know, let me think. I'm very lucky to be part of this community in the Renaissance world. It's been so good to me, and now I'm part of the Rescue Foundation. And
what's the website for that?
The rescuefoundation.org.
R-E-S-C-U?
R-E-S-C-U foundation.org. And I'm so pleased to serve, and we have been going strong for about 6 or 7 years, and that's one of my ways of giving back, and I'm just a very lucky guy.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. Enjoy your last couple of shows, or however many you have.
One more to go.
All right, great.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Hear ye, lords and ladies. If you are looking for your next Renfair fix, look no further. Check out the Renfest Experience podcast. It has everything you need to get your Renaissance Festival fix. Hear the sights and sounds of live Renfest all over the country. Learn more about the history of Scottish culture, King Henry VIII, or even early medieval music. Not to mention news regarding Renaissance festivals, interviews from craft artists and musicians. Oh, and music, of course. Download our 45-minute weekly podcast, now available via iTunes, or visit our website, www.therenfestexperiencepodcast.com, to check out our podcast notes or even view our photo gallery. What are you waiting for? Get your Renfest on!
Hear ye, hear ye! The Renaissance Festival Podcast News!
It's time once again for the Renaissance Festival News, brought to you by the Camelot Night Shift. Must invent medieval spellcheck grammar. Matt and I will be at MarsCon March 4th through the 6th, a sci-fi and fantasy convention in Minnesota. If you're in the area and want to meet us, that would be a good time. The Dregs have tried out for America's Got Talent. As soon as we know more, we'll let you know. If you have any news, post it on our Facebook page or email us. And this has been the news for this week, reminding you to use Quest Paste for the toughest food stains. And now back to somewhere else in the castle.
Thank you for that news, Tony. So some really exciting news for us here at the podcast. A listener in Finland donated enough money to buy me a plane ticket to a Renaissance festival so I could visit the fair there and interview people. The listener has never had a chance to go to a fair and wants to remain anonymous. But she said that she wants to dedicate this podcast interview trip thing to all of those Renaissance Festival podcast fans and listeners who are still only dreaming of experiencing the atmosphere one day. So a huge, huge thank you to that listener. We are looking to find new ways of bringing the Renaissance Festival experience to you, especially if you've never been to one. So if you have any suggestions for things that you would like to hear, maybe besides music or shows or other things, what sort of things would you like to hear? And if you are a veteran fair goer, what sort of things, what sounds are the most memorable for you when you think about your times at fairs and festivals? Email us, music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com, or you can email me directly, matt@renaissancefestivalmusic.com, or make a comment in the show notes, and we'll be sure to get it, and we will try to take all those suggestions, and we have a really fun idea that we're going to be doing with them later, so send those in. And once again, thank you so much for the donation. I also don't have a specific festival in mind for where I want to use this donation, so I would like for you to also send in any suggestions for which festival I should visit and why, and who should I talk to while I'm there. Once again, if you want to send those directly to me, that's matt@renaissancefestivalmusic.com, or leave a comment on our show notes or in Facebook. Mark Gunn is busy this week, as you have probably noticed, seeing as I am the only person talking to you right now. His little girl is in the hospital again with another surgery, but hopefully this one will be the last one for a long, long time. So if you'd like to find out more information, please visit his website at markgunn, markgunn.com. Now, even though Mark is very busy with all of that, he will be out at the Sherwood Forest Fair the last weekend of February. So if you are around the Texas area, you can see him there. Drop by and say hi. Well, that about wraps it up for news. Let's get back to some music. This is River's Jig by the Bedlam Bards from their CD On the Drift, music inspired by Firefly and Serenity. Enjoy.
Tom Bombadillo. Hey, come, Mary Dole, my darling. Like goes a weather wind and the feathered starling. Down under the hill, shining in the sunlight, waiting on the doorstep for the cold starlight. There my pretty lady is, a river woman's daughter, slender as the willow wand, clearer than the water. Old Tom Bombadil, water lilies bringing, comes hopping home again, can you hear him singing? Ring-a-dong-a-dillo, ring-a-dong, hop-along, fall-all-the-willow, tom-bom-jolly-tom, tom-bom-ba-dillo. Hey, come, merry dole, derry dole and merry-o, goldberry, merry yellow berry-o. Poor old willow man, you took your roots away, Tom's in a hurry now, evening will follow day. Tom's going home again, water lilies ringing. Derry doll, can you hear me singing? Hey doll, merry doll, ring a dong a dillo, ring a dong, hop along, fall all the willow, tom bum jolly tom, tom bum a dillo.
Once or twice, and we found it rather nice. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Well, this is number one. Before I started, he was done.
Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Oh, here is number two. I had to show him what to do.
Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Well, here is number three. He was swinging from the trees.
Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Well, this is number four, and he's left me wanting more.
Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Oh, here is number five. I'm afraid he's atrophied.
Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Well, here is number six, but he does it much too quick, so
roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Well, this is number seven, now I'll never get to heaven.
Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Oh, here is number eight. I'm sad to say he's second rate.
Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Well, here is number 9. I'm glad to say that he's not mine.
Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Well, this is number 10. We need to find some other men. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
You know what, call a trinket, whatever your name is. I'm very sad now.
I know, me too.
I want a happy song. Something to make us happy.
How about the one about a dragon?
Killing a dragon is happy?
We like death.
Little ones, yes. Well, let's see if I can remember how this one goes.
Fa la, fa la, fa la, fa la.
Sir Eglamour was a valiant knight. Fa-la lanky down dilly. He took up his sword and he went to fight. Fa-la lanky down dilly. As he rode all hill and dale, all armored in his coat of mail. Fa-la lanky fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la Fala lanky down dilly, that killed God knows how many men.
Fala lanky down dilly,
when she saw Sir Eglamour, you should have heard that dragon roar.
Fala lanky, fada lanky, fala lanky down dilly.
This dragon was a maid been cursed.
Fala lanky down dilly,
there was one way to its reverse.
Fala lanky down dilly,
the bravest man must find a way to pierce the shell in which she lay.
Fa-la-la-ka-pa-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
could the sharpest steel abide. Fala lucky down dilly, the sword could enter through its skin, which vexed the knight and made her grin. Fala lucky fa da 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 fa linky down dilly, as in a collar she did burn. Fala lucky down dilly, he fetched the dragon a great good turn. Fala lucky down dilly, when in a yawning she did fall,
he thrust his sword up hilt and all.
Fala lucky fa da 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 fa linky down dilly. In transformation she did appear, fala lucky down dilly, her bed and hearth were very near. Fala lucky down dilly, there she lay in a human form,
a different sword he used still more.
Fala lucky fa da 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 da.
And that was Sir Eglamour by the Interpreters from Be Gentle. Before that one was Foolish Pleasure with Roll Me Over by In Our Cups, and before that, Tom Bombadil's House, Tom's Morning Mocha by the Border Collies from Laird of the Rings. That's Laird. We want your comments and suggestions. Email us at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. We want to thank everyone who listens to this podcast, tells their friends, and interacts with us on our various forums. A very special thanks to those of you who financially support the podcast by making donations or through your purchases of music through renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Well, that just about wraps up our show for this week. Thanks for listening. We should have the Renaissance Festival Award show coming up within the next few weeks or so. So for this show, we're going to finish off with Princess Royale by the Gypsy Gorilla Band from Ernie's Pot of Gold 2. Have a great week. Take care, everyone. Thank you.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, Kristen Roger, and Joe Haydu. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends of the great music you found. And we'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.